Is there a time frame, or should you unfriend your friend's ex once they break up?
Immediately.
Right away?
Right away.
No, wait. Time. That's chill.
Welcome back, guys.
What's up?
We have a special
what
guest.
What do, King Bizou?
So if you guys notice Hani looking in the background, I'll write it in the comments why.
Today, he's been watched.
Yeah, we got witnesses.
Eyes on me.
So, a certain situation happened this week.
Let's go.
Spit it out. Now, no, not to me.
I'm two weeks late now. I have to know what's going on.
No. It's not personal. It's a friend of mine's situation. And I was
another
wondering.
One. You have a lot of friends that.
I got the subject of the pod today as I was driving here.
So basically, I know a guy.
finally, no conversation about my life. That's cool.
Yeah, but your life is boring.
Your life is boring.
No, you're happy.
Now my life is boring, bro.
But you're happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah, true. What else?
True.
A lot of people noticed, by the way, that your energy has been off the last 3-4 podcasts.
I could understand. I had my surgery. That didn't help. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, a lot of.
And you were filtering every single word that was coming out of your mouth. But that's another thing.
Yeah,
you were filtering. Oh yeah,
a bit. Yeah,
yeah. You're not the same guy that you used to be.
No, we. Like
okay, let's see today.
The peeing on the purse, was actually like a miracle out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was like, oops, yeah, I forgot. I was in a happy relationship.
But that was two pods for myself ago. So I mean, not that bad.
Hey, on a good note, we're both here.
That one was cool too. Yeah,
so exactly. So before I actually get into the subject, I have to ask a question. Is there a time frame, or should you unfriend your friend's ex once they break up?
Immediately.
Right away?
Right away.
No, wait, time. That's chill. When you break up, it doesn't mean like usually like, oh, we're done. But it takes another like month and a half because you're still gonna see each other.
Yeah, 30 days to
like to be sure that it's over.
To be sure it's over.
Consumer right?
She's a bitch. Oh, you love her again? She's an amazing girl.
My point exactly.
Actually, that reminds me of somebody I know here. But okay.
Shots fired. But you understand what I'm trying to say?
That's logical.
I understand, but I think
it makes more sense for you to keep if your boy's no longer dating a girl that.
After how long?
As soon as
I gotta ask you the question.
He's right for a certain point. He's right for a certain point.
I get that.
When it's officially done, everything is really like... You went through the phase of going back and coming
you
back.
You had 60 more days from the 30 days originally?
Going with 90 days.
No, because the thing is, what happened and most of the time, not you guys because you guys are perfect.
I'll explain my situation after.
But when you're done, you still dab...
You're grieving to hopefully come back?
No. You still sleep with her for another week or two.
So let me ask you a direct question. You've been in a relationship for 8 years.
So you can't talk?
Right? No. Actually, he would be the perfect example.
I'm joking.
I know his significant other for easily the 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if tomorrow, for whatever, God forbid, something happens and they're not together anymore, am I expected to unfriend her?
Oh, you're talking about you. I thought you were talking about if... My ex, whatever, unfollow her
should
friends.
Your friend unfollow your ex?
Okay, question for you though. Just to be
no, I'm asking you. You're the boyfriend. You're the one that's.
I have another tangent,
well,
but
I have,
yeah, answer.
Yeah, okay. I still have friends that are still following my ex.
But that's what I'm saying. Now, is that like an asterisk? Is that
no,
wrong?
For me,
is that correct? What's the bro code, or what's even the woman's code? Or the people's code
Look,
into this.
I'm not going to force any of my friend to unfollow my...
Some people still have my baby moms on their Instagram.
My mom has my ex. Two of my exes. Three of my exes.
See what
actually.
I'm saying? She's collecting them like Pokemon.
The funny part is, I only... just to have my friend girl on my Instagram, for me, it's already like a weird situation. I got to make sure that, okay, they're good together for...
Do you ask permission?
Yes.
Yeah. I ask permission. I never add. It's really rare, exceptionally, to be honest, except for an event or birthday, whatever. I have to do a check.
Of course. Because
people don't do a lot of checks.
That's why it bothers me. Even when 5'11 added you, she asked me before.
Yes, that is true.
she asked me before, because for her, naturally, like even Furubo, she was like, okay, it's the page. I'm going to follow the page because, you know, it's good to have followers and support. Blah, 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 whatever. But I had a report right after. Or she did it knowing
me. She had a report. Love it.
Hey, Carfax.
I think for that, for my part, for that thing, I would say if she never saw one of my friends, but she adds one of my friends, I would be like, already? No, don't get me started.
No, that's just weird. That's just
yeah,
weird.
But don't get me started for other things. We talked about it like five minutes ago. She knows them.
She knows them.
But she went, I don't know, we had an evening all together. We had like a party or whatever. And she ends up like, one of them just follows the other one.
No, I think it's important which one. And both are going to have issues with
yes, absolutely.
If we go for supper for the very first time, and she my girl goes my, at it my
would
friend.
Have, it, for me, it would have to happen.
Not the first time.
It would have to happen. What do you mean?
Like time. Going in a supper with his girl.
Yeah, but
like,
would you add on the first night, or would you?
No, crazy. It wouldn't be the first time. And if she adds me, no. First thing first, I'm gonna be like,
couple of times.
"Yo, Francis, what the hell? Is it okay? Did you know about this? Like her
is
adding
it okay
me?
With you?
I gotta be like, oh, whoa, because I don't want to.
After the first evening, yeah, me too. I wouldn't do that. I would wait like a couple of times, like I did with Ashley, like I did with 5'11, like I did with. I would.
I don't
wait
even
a
follow
couple of
Ashley.
Times.
That's how, like, if you remember, like,
I think I have three accounts for that long, too. I think I have, like, three accounts. I don't know what she's doing.
And she has about like, four.
Four accounts?
I think she follows her own accounts.
But you know what? I would wait a couple of times before doing it.
Do you have a second profile on Facebook?
No.
What?
I'll show you. There's one about you, a second one. I don't know if it's real or fake, but.
It's probably fake.
Okay. It's you in a suit younger.
Nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that your Facebook picture?
No, with the pink. It's the one that I have right now that I don't.
No,
the one you have right now on Instagram.
Yeah, the one
is the coach thing. You're in the jungle
Instagram,
somewhere.
But
it's
your Facebook is the one with the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The Facebook one. There's another one. You younger back in the one we're coaching Emil Logo.
Like a 2004.
Yeah, there's a profile picture of you there. Just
okay,
up.
But let's go back to the subject. Focus, people. Focus. So, what would be the time frame? What would be expectations?
Not to add my plus
8 years.
No, not add. Remove. I'm talking about. We're not talking about add. Add is already done.
I'm not forcing none of my boys to do it.
Yeah, but where do you find it?
I don't find nothing new.
When he's gonna be married, I'm gonna add Ash.
Oh shit!
You're waiting.
Oh goddamn!
I can't even do my usual jokes now. Shit,
man! You know.
Oh, that's smart. He brought her
exactly.
Now it counters me.
He got you today.
Smart.
I'm playing. I'm Yu Gi Oh. Here's my magic card.
That is so wrong. No, I don't want to say it. But okay, fair enough. Oh,
say
man.
It.
You guys know what I do. Exactly. Those who listen often know.
You know exactly you know. Where we're going. I would say I have a couple of friends that I'm not necessarily good friends anymore with them. I still know that they're still following, example, my ex. There's a reason why they're not necessarily my friends anymore, kind of ish, because they're still following her, like, and still talking to her. That's fucked up.
At
the end, me, I'm like, you know what? I'm not asking anything about anybody, but I'll probably not talk. Or talk less.
Oh, yeah.
To you
do sure. You ask them to stop or you just.
No, no.
I would never ask anything.
No.
But as a friend, how would you react to like his situation right now? It's like your friends are still following.
I guess they weren't necessarily my.
No, they're put in that category right away.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Those, you know.
They're put in a category of people that are new.
Yeah, but people still follow, let's say, your ex-girlfriend because when you were with her back then, they would follow her.
Care.
But then they just don't have time to unfollow her. They just don't care. It's like a person on Facebook that you leave
language. Yeah. No, but that's the thing. Yeah. I have no problem the fact that you still follow. But if I see a like somewhere or this or that, then I'm because that's how I'm going to notice it. It's not like I'm going to
okay,
go
yeah.
look
on a like
who
or
are the friends
or
comment or whatever. Because I don't unfriend anybody. Keep in mind.
You just get blocked. Oh,
not
you,
even.
You
no,
get
I don't
blocked.
Get blocked. I got
I'm,
blocked
I'm a,
maybe
I'm
twice.
I'm a great blocker and a great unfollower.
Yeah, you're a great blocker. I got blocked maybe twice. And out of the two people
came
that
back.
Blocked me, by the way, they what? Unblocked me.
Both?
Well, because I crossed her.
Hey, I know. I was about to ask
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that the girl from...
Let it go. Let it go.
Yes, from the event. But you weren't there. You
no,
didn't even
not
buy
that
a ticket.
One we're talking
anyway,
about.
What happened?
Good one.
Just to remind everybody, it just came back from surgery.
Yes, indeed. But I have no problem with keeping people on social media, to be honest. I just started unfollowing people this year.
How do you feel?
Something new.
Just a big unfollow.
I'm like, I'm giving it too much energy. Just right there.
You did it a couple of months ago. Like, are you unfollowed?
Yeah, yeah.
You
just went through unfollowed. The things, and I'm like, you don't deserve to look at
no one
on
you
my
back?
Private one, my public one, by all means, do it.
Yeah, but no one say, hey, why did you unfollow me? Or like
three
no.
people, literally on the spot.
Because there's an app that tells you right away if someone unfollows you.
For me, it's those people that just need followers, so they're gonna add you and.
No,
two
they
weeks
were
after,
good friends, but then they did some
2 weeks after,
things.
They're just going to be like, unfollow you. Cause so they want to have a good ratio, be like, oh, I got more followers than people follow. I'm like, yo, you don't follow me, I don't follow you. Straight up, boom.
Somebody asked me this week, dog, can you share my promotion? I'm like, you don't even follow me. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like, how does this go through your head?
Help me,
can
I help you?
No, but that's it. You don't even follow the account. And you text me to share your promotion.
You're a nice guy.
And you know who she is.
Yeah, but you're a nice guy like that. That's why.
No.
Man, you're such a nice guy.
You should read the text that I said.
It wasn't too nice.
Start by following and then ask, and then we'll see.
But has she
imagine
followed?
You follow jab, she did. Jab, and then you have the right hook.
No, he could give him up.
Give, and then maybe you can ask.
Maybe you'll receive.
You can't just ask without giving.
That's what she said.
He had no. It didn't make any.
The filter is about to leave.
He's back. West Brick is back.
No, because the thing is, social media for me is something very foreign. And especially in a relationship point of view. The only type of relationship I actually had the last 8 years gave me so much drama because of social media. And I don't understand the rules. And
there's no rules on social media.
Yes, there is.
There's not.
There's plenty of rules.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, there's rules.
It's a free-for-all.
There's expected rules. There's unwritten rules. If somebody likes two or three posts, that means you want to
follow. Buddy, there's rules. Like
if you don't know the rules and you're in a healthy relationship.
You're not bound to follow the rules. You can do what the fuck you want on social media.
Does your partner agree?
Nope.
At least you know it.
But I know that people don't follow rules. No one follows the rules on social media.
Do you follow the rules?
I put stupid stuff on social media. That's what
I do. That I know. That's why I muted you. But everyone that's not my point.
Damn.
I don't even like shit anymore.
But let's just say,
especially not women.
Do you see people that are thirsty?
I'm not going to put myself.
Do you realize
what
people are thirsty or not?
No.
Yeah, they're thirsty.
No, there's people. They're like liking serial likers. I call them like hearts, flame emojis, and shit like that.
Okay. Yeah, there's guys always, even though she has
guys or girls. Don't get me wrong.
Guys
are guys are worse on social media for like.
I don't know. I don't get likes and hearts and flames by guys.
Exactly.
I get them by women.
Sometimes I don't know what to answer when someone likes one of the stories.
I send them a thumbs up.
Yeah. Honestly,
because the story and that person like will like follow us like almost, so you see the same story 4 times.
No, but me when I post a picture of me on my public account, I literally write thirst trap, purposely. Purposely, and it was fucked up because I did it this week again. I do it maybe once every month, every 2 months.
The one that you were like this?
Yeah, exactly. Because I was going through cleaning my phone and I was like, oh, that's a nice picture.
Put it back.
Thirst trap time. So I just posted it. And it's funny because I find it fascinating, the algorithm. I don't understand how this happens. When I put regular stuff on regular days, 150, 200 views, I'll get maybe 2-3 likes. 1-2 hearts.
Here comes the thirst trap, and then boom.
Put the thirst trap, I had 500 views. I'm like, how do they know? Is that like a thirst trap alert?
Maybe. If you're
right. Because how do you not see my stories all week, and then all of a sudden,
you see
I post
one.
A picture, and it's a story. So you do have to look at the story. So I don't understand
it's a hashtag.
I don't know either.
There's no hashtags on it.
I'll be honest with you. When I went to Mexico, I took a story of myself when I was training, whatever. And
I didn't see it.
Me neither.
You didn't see it? No. I had like... freaking 15 likes.
Yeah, but at that point you were there and I wasn't
we didn't even know you were there.
Yeah,
remember?
I just
saw you. No, he took a picture of a building. That's the picture I saw.
The video when you were thinking of buildings outside,
sunrise or sunset. Yeah, you know, trying to be romantic and shit,
bitch.
I was trying to be romantic.
What the fuck were you trying to do? You took a picture of a building.
He was selling a building in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, okay.
Got your back.
Yeah
Thank you, my man.
Dumb and dumber here. Okay, fair enough.
That's why they're sitting there one next to each other.
But what I think is that, I don't know, as soon as you have like 1 or 2 likes, I guess, I don't know.
So now you put less pictures of you because to avoid those unwanted attention?
What I learned is that I'm not going to put myself into any bad situation.
So what are you going to do? Close your account?
No, my account is still there, but I'm not going
to. What are you going to do? How are you going to do? So what are the rules to have a healthy relationship on social media?
For my part, knowing how I am, I'm just posting a couple of things on the stories, but not necessarily me. I don't have any pictures anymore.
So now you're going on vacation, right?
I don't need that attention.
So you're going on vacation?
Yeah.
There will be no pictures of you?
Yeah, maybe a couple of. Yeah, maybe. But not, I mean, not, like you said, thirst traps or like, I'm trying to be like a...
Are you going to put one with...
That was my next point.
Or with you just whoever you're traveling with?
How do you
with?
Call that? Yeah, the landing or whatever? Like you just see a hand, but you don't see the person? Or...
No. I'm going to put a picture of her.
Yeah, that's it. So you will officialize because it hasn't been official. Oh, no, you did post the picture prior.
Yeah, it was at Christmas.
Did she?
No, she didn't.
Okay. You didn't post any pictures.
I don't post.
No, you don't post shit.
You know what I heard?
I like your style. Keep the mystery on.
But I don't...
Nothing. I just...
No, but he's always been like that. Like, his account is just there. He's a stalker. Wow. He's not a poser.
No, but you know what? I think
I don't stalk.
This is
I just...
No, but you're online. You look at people's stories.
This is the future for me. I'm going to be...
Not even.
I'm going to put like maybe a couple of things, but not... Like, no... I have no pictures. I have nothing. I'll just maybe put some... Couple of stories like
But when you were single,
thirst trap,
absolutely
with a cat, with a cat.
At least that.
I just said it. I don't want to put myself into a bad situation.
So no, that's what I'm saying. So posting pictures of you is a bad situation
for me. Yeah.
Okay. For you,
everybody knows I'm a fucking red flag to myself.
I don't blame him on that
situation.
One. To be like, yeah,
I know myself
because you don't know who's gonna answer. In if you're not human. Strong enough to actually cut that BS.
So that's the thing. So it's a question you don't trust yourself.
But he shouldn't trust himself.
Wow. Yeah. Come on, guys. Jesus.
First, all of us shouldn't fucking trust ourselves.
Good.
We all don't.
I'm good. I reject women single. Yeah. You actually think if I'm in a relationship, I won't reject them?
You think? No, but what I'm saying, I rejected girls even
but
when I was
you
single.
You rejected the wrong ones.
I had too
you
much.
You had to keep
whatever.
The right one.
No, you didn't reject them all, though. Because
no,
you had
all.
Too many.
Obviously not all.
Yeah. Obviously, I got to keep few.
No, but where I am right now.
But I understand what you're trying to say. Like, don't put yourself in a situation where you might.
Fuck up.
Yeah, literally. You know what you should do?
Yeah, I'm not going to go 2 weeks at Ibiza with like four of my friends to risk maybe something. We'll try to go somewhere
else.
So
you won't be able to control yourself.
I'm not going to put myself in a situation. I'm honest.
See, I get that. And I got to respect
that. I'm human.
I find that weak. And I'll give you my theory.
I don't think it's weak.
Wait. I'll give
Being
you my theory.
Being weak, it's going and trying to control myself.
Wait. Let me
explain. I might challenge him, but it depends what he's going to say.
So I had this conversation with a...
A friend?
I know a guy.
With a group of people from the AA. Alcoholics, right? Ex-alcoholics.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they had their sponsor on the pod.
Yeah, you already talked about me.
This is way back when. And he was telling me about the 12 steps, you know, for addiction. And I told them, you don't heal any addiction at the end of the day. You make them just avoid it. Because I was like, for them to be officially
healed,
they would be able to have a drink and able to say no after one. Not to avoid it completely. Or gamblers to avoid completely casinos instead of being able to go to a casino.
I understand where
the same
going.
Way when it comes to women, the fact that you going to Ibiza would trigger you to be unfaithful, that means you're not strong enough. To be able to say no. You're influenceable.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what you should work on. Instead of avoiding the problem, you should confront the problem. Meaning that you have to, for somebody to trust you,
but it's
you need
steps.
To trust yourself.
This is something I learned from me for the past 34 years. I'm like, yeah, I'm influenced. I could be influenced of doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
And that I know.
So why don't you work on that?
Why the fuck would I do that right now? When I have someone, I'm not gonna go towards that. It doesn't.
No, but it could be therapy. You do therapy?
Yeah, I do.
Meditation, whatever it is. I don't know how you heal that shit.
It is part of this. But,
I'm too hard-headed to be. Me, my approach is very simple. I don't want
to explain a better way.
Do not sin in front of a shrink, for God's sakes. It's not gonna happen.
No, what I'm saying. Wait a minute. Where I am right now, first of all, I don't need that kind of partying or whatever. So I wouldn't put myself into that situation.
No, but
if it comes to
I get that. But you know what's the problem with your situation? Is people like you, if you go through a rough patch, your first reflex would be to go to that, like an addict.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then have the post-nut
syndrome.
Yeah, the post-nut syndrome. But you know what? a couple of months ago.
Even before nodding, you'd be like, oh, I shouldn't be here.
No, but a couple of months ago, I would have been, no.
Being now you denial. Were in denial. Now you know exactly. of it. Now you just have to.
It's the second step. Knowing yeah, yes. now, knowing that
because
he doesn't
eventually
know.
You have to confront it. And if I put you with happen. 10, so if I put you today with 10 beautiful women,
he's not coming back.
That post not clarity will be clear.
Do that and do a podcast after. See what happens.
So you won't be able to say no. I'm in a happy relationship.
No. If he doesn't say no, I will really be mad at him because it'll be like, it's a challenge.
No, it's not.
That's
that.
The easiest way to say no.
Right now, right now.
Wait. Because we know that you have to say no if you don't say no. Because
but it wouldn't be black and white. What am I hearing?
If he has a club, if he's at the club, I'd be like, okay, good. That's where it has to be difficult. But we know, we put 10 girls, we know that he's supposed to say no. If mm-hmm. he doesn't say no to 10 girls, knowingly that we know. You'd be like, you need more than therapy.
Yeah, but your example can change depending on his mood, right? If now he's good with his wifey right now, he's going to say no pretty easily, no sweat. As soon as something hits rock bottom with his wifey, now he puts him in perspective, like goes, I might say yes, fuck it, I'm living my life. Like, there's no restriction. It all depends on his emotion, his mood.
But the thing is, you're going to tell me that there's not a lot of people like that?
No, there is. There's
so many people like that. The thing is, I'm not in denial.
Those are weak people. That's what I'm trying to say.
We're not necessarily weak. The
thing discipline. That's what you need to.
Yeah, learn. Yeah. Exactly. But it's discipline.
But I'm not. But like I said, I'm not in denial. I'm not denying anything.
I'm not saying about denying. I'm saying you're approaching the situation the wrong way. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, at the end of the day, it's all cute to avoid problems, but that's just patching. That's putting a blind eye to it. At one point, you have to be able to go out. Let's just say next year or 2 years or whatever, how many years, we go on a bachelor party. Right, honey?
Yes.
And then we're a bunch of guys. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, we're going to Colombia or Vegas or wherever his future wife accepts him to go. So we're going to La Rive Sud.
That's what I was about to say. I'm not good. Because even Brossard is not welcome.
It's too far. Two bridges. Imagine, and then there's like
so
people.
We're not going to Quebec City?
We go on a beach or whatever, and there's people in bikinis and like, oh, I can't control myself.
How do we
okay,
do again?
No, I mean, this is going way too far. I'm not saying, even though this would happen, I'm not saying that I'm going to do it, whatever. Well, the thing is, I just don't want to put myself into a situation that's those types of behavior and that kind of environment could be leading to something. What? And you guys know whatever happened to me for the past months. No. You know, in my head, I wasn't stable. Everybody knows where I am right now.
Even your body wasn't stable.
Whatever. But right now, there's a lot of things that changed. And where I am right now, the way I am, I was like, I know what happened previously. Let's try to focus on something and build on something with no toxic shit and trust and whatever. And after that, so I'm just taking steps. I'm not going to, like, right now, no, I don't want to put myself into any kind of situation. Let's try to build on something.
But that's good. You don't have to.
Again, you shouldn't. I'm not saying that part. But the thing is, for it to be a healthy, stable relationship, you have to be a stable, healthy person.
Absolutely.
It takes two. Keep
absolutely.
In mind. Yep.
But
that's
it takes time, though, because I'm gonna explain you something. Before 5/11, I was exactly in your situation with my baby mama. Be like, you know what? I'm just going to avoid situation where I might fall into a vagina by accident.
They're asking you fall forward, backwards?
It doesn't matter.
Slip.
So I was like, let me just not put myself in those situations. At that point, I knew I was at the second level. I knew that I didn't know, meaning I knew that I was not strong enough to just say literally no. However, I was just avoiding the situation. Fast forward now today, I actually have people messaging me.
And I have two, and I'm not doing anything.
Listen, I'm going to take a vivid example. You remember when we went to Taiki or Taik, whatever?
Yeah,
I had an opportunity to do something actually the same night. And I was just like, it wasn't worth it. And that's the first time I was like, oh, you look more mature now. But it depends with who you are. The caring of like starting a relationship from the right foot. It was still at the beginning at the same time. So it wasn't
yes, because I was going to say that was early on in the relationship.
It was in August.
Like it was in August?
I think so.
Yeah, Beach Club, August. Yeah.
August. Yeah.
So
for me, every day is Monday.
That's true, actually. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'm able to like control. Now, when I get the messaging, I'm like, fuck. I'm still polite, whatever. I'm not ruthless. So I'll be like, but I mean, I'm not the same that I have someone, and it just stops there. Even the messaging stops, and it just goes down after. But at that point, I'm like, okay, I can control myself because I know I'm going to sit with a person, and I'm going to be like, that was a waste of my time, energy, whatever. I just...
But the way maybe I'm sounding is like, for my part, what I'm saying is that I have people, women texting me or whatever, and I'm not going into it. And it's maybe like...
So what do you do? You keep them on red?
Or delete them, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just insane.
Do you declare them to your...
Yeah, she saw it.
Okay.
And one, she said that she has feelings for me and whatever. I'm like, and we had a conversation, me and her, with that. But like I'm saying, I know previously how I was. So I'm like, let's try to just build something and being
so healthy. Do you unfriend these people?
I could officially tell you that all the girls on my Instagram that I, as is, I all unfollow.
So somebody tells you, Francis, I got feelings for you. Delete.
Unfollow.
But this is what happened.
No respond and delete.
This is what happened. I unfollowed everybody.
Well, but at the same time, check this out.
Is it, like I'm saying, is it particular. Me? Is it,
No.
But is it no, me, like you said?
Okay.
Is it me?
I would have responded to them. Okay. I would have said, I'm in a healthy relationship. Appreciate whatever you say. Because these are human beings on the other side.
Well, but it depends on what kind of message. When she told me that she had feelings or whatever for me, like, yeah.
She knew you had a girlfriend?
Yeah, she knew.
Okay, but you're like... I have a girlfriend. Now this is getting borderline feelings, disrespectful. Yeah,
this yes, I told her. What I'm saying is that the girls that
sending
me
red.
The girls sending me emojis with hearts in the eyes or whatever. I'm just not answering.
These are people you know.
Yeah, there was girls that I
touched.
You should be more sarcastic like me. I just write back, you know I'm in a relationship. Or just send a picture of you and your girlfriend.
I mean, yeah. But
because some people don't know. I'll tell you why. Because I'm pointing it from the other side. And this happens a lot more to men than to women, where you try talking to a girl. You don't know her status.
No.
She's so mysterious online. You can't really tell.
Yeah, but you're not mysterious.
Yeah, but they're doing on purpose to keep
I'm
them.
I'm extremely alive. Mysterious.
You think those women, they do on purpose to keep a little like a kind of...
Yes.
Like
for sure.
A door open
options
for...
Or...
You could tell a lot.
They do.
By how her social media... is. Now, there's a lot of factors into play. You can't put them all in the same basket because there's the cultural side of it, what nationality they are, and what kind of pictures, content.
What does that mean, the nationality?
So let me put it this way. I had this conversation with Jason, actually, where people from Trinidad, Soca, is a very, or Compa, or anybody from
very,
the Caribbean, very sticky. There's actually, this is another situation we should talk about, where there's a video of these two people during Carnival, a guy and a girl rubbing, and it's very cultural. Then little did they know it was the father and the daughter. So now the question is, before everybody. So if the argument at the beginning was, oh, it's cultural, you know, it's part of the culture to dance and to stick to each other.
It's like doing bachata with your father,
exactly.
But okay.
That's what I'm saying. So again, somebody in the background saying no, but again, you should have been on the pod. Anyway.
You want a mic?
My point being is, when do you use that card? When do you not? I know some Latinas, no offense, where they put too much skin for my taste online. They're good people, amazing people. But culturally speaking, that's them. I come from a more prude culture. Mm-hmm. Where everything is more hypocritical.
Covered.
Yeah, they cover, but whatever they do between four walls. And that is more respectful from my point of view because I was raised in that.
1,000%. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're going to tell the girl, like, you got to stop doing that. Either you choose to be with that girl with those manners or you
those
just
behaviors and
choose someone that actually quiet.
But that's my point. So social media can tell a lot. Now, a lot of people are looking for attention, validation.
People are still going to judge, though.
That's for sure.
No matter what you do, it's going to be judging.
But I wouldn't be comfortable with my girl having pictures that guys could pleasure themselves looking at.
100%, 1,000%. So you also pick the type of girl that's not going to have her picture.
But I can tell from her personality.
But the excuse is they're doing it for them.
Yeah, I don't
give a fuck.
So you're gonna do it for you.
Jesus, do it for Moses. I don't give a F.
That's the weird part.
No, but that's the thing. And again, now we can talk about, I'm not even talking about influencers or those gym people. I'm talking about regular people doing these once in a while thirst traps, right? You go on vacation with your girls and you're showing titties, ass, or whatever. I don't find it healthy if you're in a relationship. Even if you're single, I don't find that. Because now I see it from the point of view of a father, a boyfriend, a friend. You know what I mean? So from all these perspectives, there's none of these that I can check. Oh, it's okay. You know what I mean?
And probably those guys liking your shit, the only thing they have in their head is...
No, but they're looking for attention, meaning that, oh, you're putting this. I'm saying, hey, I see you. Now, maybe I have a chance. Maybe I don't. Maybe they'll slide in the DM. Maybe they won't. Who cares about this? Yeah. And again, I could be a hypocrite too, because yes, I do look at those pictures. Now, I'm not strangers. It's people I know, of course. I don't follow anybody I don't know in that sense. But you're putting bikini with the whole thing, and you know, you clearly can see she's blue. She can't breathe. She's trying to put her stomach in and shit like that. Yeah, it's a nice picture. I'm not liking it because I find the artistic angle very nice.
The palm tree.
No, because the background.
The palm tree, for sure. It was that. It was definitely
the sunset. The sunset.
The coconut.
The ocean, the coconut. And yeah. But that's where it gets very unhealthy.
Unfortunately, let's be honest with you. A lot of girls that we know, when they put bikinis on the beach, that's all you see, right? Like, you don't see a woman that's really covered.
So is that okay? Everybody takes Coke. Should I take Coke?
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying that this is not what you see.
You
want
to try?
No, it's okay. I'll pass.
You won't see girls like you said that they're like, you know, covered properly for the occasion.
It's not a question. You see, but that's the thing. It's not even a question.
She's going to have
one picture?
Half of the legs.
Half of the legs. It's okay. The thing is, there's a big difference if you're sharing a moment or you're sharing your body. Let's just say you're on vacation and you post a story, let's just say, at best, of you guys in vacation having supper, having a drink.
Fair.
The purpose of the picture is showing a good moment,
but
not showing your body, right? That's a big difference. And you don't need to share everything you do in your life.
Please, no.
You go on vacation, I usually take pictures of my fucking feet in the ocean.
Feet finder.
That's what I do.
Coming hot.
Or my passport. I had fun with it this weekend when I did the three passports in the Porsche. Mm-hmm. Everybody like, oh, you changed cars. I'm like, that's what you noticed. I'm like, so out of the whole picture. Even my ex, she's like, I know you did it in purpose. I'm like, of course I did. I just enjoy.
I didn't see the Porsche.
Because you know.
When I took my story to go, I didn't pay attention.
I just, okay, where is it going?
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
but that's what I'm saying. You paid attention to the essence of the picture. Mm-hmm. That was the point.
Yeah, well, because we know who you are.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't because of that. It's just like, oh, passports. I didn't see any. I didn't try to understand anything.
Some people are like, oh, shit, nice car. I'm like, when you saw a steering wheel, what the fuck did you see? Which car?
I didn't even see that.
Yeah. Because I take my mom's car when I go long distance. It was simple as that. But it was just, I did it on purpose. I was in the car. I just took the picture of three
passports. Fuck your passport. Nice car.
Yeah. Again. But that's my point. Is like, at the end of the day, it's really hard to navigate through these things.
What? That was the picture you took with your passports?
Yeah. That was a Porsche in the back?
It was a Porsche in the back?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
See, you're good guys. You're not materialistic people.
No.
It's like those pictures on psychology. Is the horse going forward or backwards? What color do you see the dress? It's those things. But again, finding people today. Okay, so did you ever have conversations, all three that are in the relationship? Shit, I'm the only one single here. Shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bitch? The last of the Mohicans.
Where's our when we need them?
The last of the Mohicans. Did you guys ever have conversations about content that you post or they post on social media?
That we post or they post that we dislike or don't?
Yeah, you don't approve or you
okay,
find...
Okay, let me rephrase it. Would you tell your girl not to post something and would she listen?
Tum, tum, tum.
I've never told her not to post anything. And if something bothers me, I would let her know. And I'm sure she would respect my decision off of it and take it off if required.
I really expect that too.
But I mean, you're talking to a guy that posts everything and stupid things, right?
No, but you don't post nothing about you necessarily.
I never did post about me anyways.
But that's what I'm saying. You post videos of others stories and stupid things like that.
And
that
put like 1 minute.
Why would he get mad at that?
The same story instead of being like just a small one.
Yeah, he puts
the whole thing.
Okay, what would you what
5 minutes
would you do
of the same story. Like, what the fuck does that?
Yeah, but how do you do that, by the way?
He takes the video old school wise before you share the link, and then you have to click on it to see the whole story.
Yeah.
He takes the whole video,
And then Instagram divides it because it's a maximum of...
How do you do that?
Show me. Don't start doing that shit. There's a reason why we can't do it anymore. What was your question?
If, example, your girlfriend is posting her body all the time, but she's like, yeah, you could do it, you too.
No, no, there's no all the time. I would never get that. I would never get to there.
Okay, forget the all the time. But if for her it's not an issue and she's telling you...
Yeah, it's
you
not could, a question of an issue or not an issue. It's a question of if you're in a relationship, you represent her, she represents you. First.
That's true.
Okay. Now, it depends on, like I said, if it's her business and you met her and she's, let's just say, because you're a gym guy, she's a gym influencer. That's a different story. Or she's a model or whatever it is. If you meet her and she's already in that world, by all means, do you. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to come and say, this okay, now situation. That you're with me. Yeah. You're not going to come in and say, hey, now that I'm with you,
no, eliminate. She tells me I don't do like it. That. She tells me to put my body, but I'm like, eh, you know what? I'm not going to.
No, but that's each their own. That I understand. Now, if the one I meet, I wouldn't be able to be with a gym influencer or a model, a bikini model. No.
Me neither.
It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that saw her.
It's too much headaches. It's too much headaches. Because at the end of the day, what happens is usually those people are the most insecure people, by the way.
I think it's the people that need the more validation.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And I can't be with somebody that needs constantly being validated.
That's what I'm saying. My Instagram, I have nothing.
Yeah, but
But don't you understand the message behind what he's saying?
Yeah, you didn't absolutely. Get it? You think I didn't get it?
Okay, good. Cool. I'm just making sure you got it. Too.
Thank you.
You think you don't know me?
No, you no.
Because
no,
for me, and imagine
why do you
me.
Think I said right okay, after that, okay. I don't do it.
Now you know 5'11", pretty much now.
Amazing woman. Jesus Christ, I'm visiting with them? This woman is made out of gold.
I said it the first. The minute that he told me she asked permission, and when we saw her at the show at Aligunda Gold there.
Yeah.
And notre,
she's a woman. I'll be honest with you. I hear her. She's a woman that knows how to please a man.
But I would have never guessed by looking at her.
No, but she never knows. Guessed. She knows exactly what to do to please a man and being in. And respecting yourself.
So
and
is she happy?
Honestly?
Huh?
Is she happy? This I know you're happy because damn. But is she happy?
She's telling me every day that she's happy.
Honestly, every time I see her, she has a crazy ass smile. She's always happy.
No. Don't call her. Don't call her. Don't call
this
her.
This is the type of woman. You're going to put her on the spot. She won't be this there. Is the type of woman that every man should have.
But what does that say about you then?
Huh?
No, but you can't be saying no. I refuse because I love this dude. I refuse. And this could be said to a certain degree, because they're two different people about his...
Two different background. Yeah. And she's older.
I don't necessarily need those needs.
Yeah, but you just said your words. She's every amazing. Man should have a girl like her.
Yeah.
Are you a man?
I'm a man.
Okay. So
wait a minute.
You'll need to explain to me why you don't. You shouldn't have one woman like that.
Huh?
Cause I'm a
because I'm a red flag.
So that means you haven't. I'm not talking about her, by the way. I'm not talking about her. Listen to me here. This has nothing to do with her. Because whatever you guys are going through, by all means,
you're working it out.
I have to stop saying stupid things. No, it's not.
No, it's not stupid things.
Not stupid. Did I stop saying stupid things?
Yeah, but c'est des lapsus révélateurs. And what I mean by that, that has nothing to do with her. My issue is with you. And what I mean by that is. I don't know her. Anything I know of her is what you told me. So that's one version.
Yeah.
She probably has a different version.
She has.
Again. Now, my point being is here, my issue in all this is what I was trying to tell you from the beginning. For you to be in a healthy relationship with somebody, you have to be in a healthy relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe, again, I'm nobody, that you're there yet. You're the type of guy that puts a mirror in front of him, a smoking mirror in front of him, and he's like, okay, so far so good, so far so good, so far so good. But no necessarily work. You think time heals everything or fixes everything.
I'm going to stop you right there. And I'm not going to continue that conversation. We had so many conversations about this. You're about to piss me off a bit. Because I did a lot of work on myself for the past weeks, for the past months. There's a lot of things that happened. And what I would tell you is that it's not true. I would used to do that. That you're absolutely right. But now where I am right now, it's not the same. Not at all.
You said the same thing in August. I'll even put out the clip if you want.
Yeah, but I had to go.
But just in a different context.
I had to go through a couple of things, And right now, there's a lot of things that happen. Like, I have to talk about my life, every fucking thing I'm doing every week. What I'm saying
You don't have to. You spoke your shit already. Let it be. Let it slide.
Where I am right now is where I'm saying, yes, I was like that, but I was in denial. As is exactly the same thing I told you earlier. I'm not going to put myself into a situation because I know sometimes I could do stupid shit.
Yeah.
What I am right now is that I'm realizing what kind of person I am, not being in denial anymore, and working on it. This is where I am right now. This is the work I'm doing on myself because I know I did a lot of stupid shit from the past. I was in denial. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. But at the end, I was like, it's for sure I'm going to do that stupid shit. But where I am right now, no, I'm trying to be, I'm trying to work on myself for sure. For like, this is where I am right now.
But again, I'm not saying you're not working on yourself.
But no, it's exactly what you said. I put a foggy mirror, and waiting
smoky
on
mirrors.
The time.
So you know what a smoky mirror is?
A smoky mirror and try to, and just
you know
waiting
what a smoky mirror
time.
Is?
Mais il est embrouillé, là.
No, like, smoking not- mirror, okay, so you know when you go to the circus, sometimes it makes you look fat, skinny, and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Okay, so it distorts reality. The thing is, whatever you give me as a speech right now, you're in a different place, yet you're in the same place. You're dancing in circles. And I'll tell you why. It's between daytime and nighttime. When you were fed up of being in relationships and you wanted to be the fuck boy, remember?
Yeah.
You said on the pods are there. You can go and check. And the reason I'm putting this into your face is because me as your friend, I have to tell you the truth. Because if I don't...
Yeah, but you're wrong. This is where you're right now. You're wrong.
Fair enough.
I don't know
so if I'm wrong... That means whatever you're saying is full of shit.
I'm not full of shit.
Explain.
Absolutely okay, not. So it's very simple. You do recall that actually the podcast that I'm talking about specifically mm-hmm. was at my house mm-hmm. in yeah. my dining
I was
room.
There. I know.
Yeah, yeah. You said that's what Jason and you said. That was the podcast with Jason, you and I.
Stop the bullshit.
Stop the bullshit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, this, this, and that. I have to focus on me.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Now, 6 months later, 7 months later,
yeah.
You're giving me the same speech, but just a different content. Same thing. I'm working on me. I'm avoiding all the shit, blah, blah, blah. Last time you said, I don't need to be in a relationship. I have to focus on me. I need to avoid all these problems and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Now you're doing the same thing. I'm trying to avoid all the problems. So I'm going to avoid social media or whatever, girls or whatever it is. So the same thing is what you just did is, I'll give you an example.
That for you on your part, you think I'm just avoiding everything.
It's not you're avoiding. So you were looking here and then you decided to look there. You're in the same position.
Yeah, and what will you do when you have feelings involved in the situation? And what happens is that you go back to the certain person that whatever happened, you were in your head and you were like, okay, I need to change. There's things I didn't like about that situation. I need to change. Suddenly this person
but I'm not
comes
talking
back.
About you. I'm not talking about your girl. That's the thing you're not understanding.
No, but it's exactly... But
it has
this
nothing
was
to do.
The issue.
Your girl has nothing to do with this.
It had to do with
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, it had to do with it.
Because the first conversation was, I had with you, she wasn't even in the picture yet.
It had to do with it because the ending of what my ex was and the beginning with her, everything was related.
Yeah, you're the relation. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You're the common point.
But for sure, it's my life.
No, again, yes, it is your life. But some people, life happens to them. Yeah. Some people, they happen to life. Which one do you think it is?
I'm not trying
originally
to,
when I met you.
I'm not trying
originally
to
when I met you, you yeah. were the victim of the situation. A mixture of bad luck, bad circumstances, whatever it was.
Yeah. Like today, a lot of people, sometimes circumstances and certain times in life, that shit could happen. You could 100%. Be sometimes a victim in that situation. Where I'm right now, I'm no victim at all. And I have to I had to take accountability. There's a lot of shit that happened. This is where I am right now. I'm more in denial.
Where you're coming from and where he's coming from is that you have a different way of attacking or handling situations where you
no
know,
attacks.
Like, context. He's one of those
no,
guys.
No, it's not attack.
No,
shedding light.
Well,
be
shedding
the
light.
Term.
But you're the type of girl, it's more about let me grind. Even though you do the same mistakes over and over and over, like, I'm going to try again until you succeed. So your learning capacity is a little different than his. It's a lot longer for you to heal versus him as a person. He's an easy healer because he just takes.
No. It doesn't heal anything. You just put it here.
No.
But Frank's more of a guy. Like, he likes to take those routes.
But I'm not saying that everybody should be like me. That's not at all what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
No, people are not designed to be
like you don't heal. You just fucking put it in the safe.
That's not it, actually. But even that's bullshit. But again, what I'm trying to say, this has nothing to do with how you should do it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm not telling you which direction you should go. I'm just saying, for you to actually have a brighter future with this person or whoever, mm-hmm. for you to be more comfortable with yourself, you need to handle the shit that has to do with you a lot quicker. It's okay. not by like, oh, so far so good, so far so good, so far so good. That's not how life goes, because then eventually it's going to catch up to you. And then what's going to happen is it's going to hit you, and then you're going to go back 20 steps backwards. But you don't need, you need to do a checkpoint every time and then.
No, but it's exactly, if example, if something would happen. Not
with you or with her or whatever. Whatever,
something negative. Not to go back, what I think is that I'm not going to go back into those types of behavior that led to the fact that I was all over the place. I did things.
So you think if something happens, and again, I do not wish it, happens to your relationship, you're not going to turn into a fuckboy?
No, this is not what I'm aiming for.
What do you mean?
This is not what I want. I don't want to go into it.
No, I know, but I'm saying today where you're at, wherever you're healed right now, if...
Let's say it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You're not going to turn into a fuckboy.
Is it? Wasn't it... Who said that previously? Was it the Joker? One moment in one life could turn a sane human or sane man into completely crazy. For sure, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen if something happens. But my main goal is not to do the same mistakes I did. I hurt a lot of people. I saw it. I hurt myself a lot. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not what I want to go back. If I would break up with her, and like we talked about it earlier, and we're going to come back to the relationship. If it doesn't work, but I went into the healthiest way, can we say it like this?
Yeah. That's actually,
I'm not going to regret anything. And it's going to be done. Shake your hand.
No, it's not a question of the regret. No. By all means, live your life.
No, but sometimes when you regret things or you're not handling things in a good way, after that, you for my part,
yeah, it's overinvesting.
Yeah, kind of. And you could, I regret so much that after I'm like in the, I become you, like in denial, you, I'm you, angry.
Yeah,
but
you sabotage yourself.
I sabotage, exactly.
And it takes a lot of pussy to bring you back to the normal self.
Exactly. But
once I'm on top.
And this was something, and I saw one of my flaws, the biggest flaws was sexuality. And I realized it like after doing a couple of
self-reflection.
Yes, exactly. Therapy? But therapy. After a lot of sessions, I saw that was a big flaw for me. And I was losing myself, trying to find myself by doing this, trying to find confidence and trying to find this and that. I lost myself completely. And this was really harmful for me. I realized it. And I'm like, sex? Could it really happen? I'm like, I heard about it, but me? For real? And that was a big issue. So for sure, no, I'm not going to go back there because I saw that it was an issue for me. I lost completely myself. It wasn't healthy. And at the end, no, I don't want to go back into that type of behavior. Is it going to happen? What I think is that I'm working on mentally to be stronger, but if it happens, okay, it's going to happen.
No, you shouldn't be thinking about that. Again, I'm not
thinking about it.
Honestly, I'm not talking right now, about not negative. I hope that the relationship works. That's not my point here. Again, you're not understanding me. The relationship with the other person has nothing to do with you as a person.
No, you're talking about me.
You. Yeah. For you to come in, right? It's like, let's give you an example in sports. You come and join a new sports team, mm-hmm. and you're having doubts and you're not sure of yourself. Are you going to be helping the team?
No.
Exactly my point.
But I have no doubts about me, about being someone, for being good to myself. This is what you're talking about. The main issue was lacking of, I was lacking about myself, but about confidence.
And now you have confidence now?
Yeah, because I saw the main issue was I needed, and it's the reason why I'm saying on social media, it was an exercise. I'm not putting myself anymore or whatever because I was lacking about, I needed the
validation.
Attention. And it's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm living really good without it. This is what I'm saying. So I saw where the flaws were. And the fact that I needed sexuality, I needed validation. So it's the reason why I'm like, you know what? I pushed everything away and I'm not feeling bad about it.
So you're no longer compelled to become affective.
What would happen in 6 months? Would I change? I don't know. But what I'm doing is that I'm doing the exercise right now and I'm realizing that I didn't need that.
I guess we can save him.
Again, I don't know about saving. The work has to be done by him.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, my responsibility as a friend, I believe, is to tell you the truth, my truth. Now, you want to say it's bullshit, it's a lie, bugging you, poking you, provoking you, whatever you want, that's on you. Like I said, I gave you my vision of things and an explanation to it. And that's it. Because the thing is, you jump from one branch to the other. The last 9 months was a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. And when you jump from one branch to the other, but
how much time do you need to switch?
It's not a question of time.
But you're talking about 9 months.
You see it in your attitude. No, it could be 10 minutes for some people. It could be 6 hours, 6 years for others.
But me, it takes me a lot of time, and I know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But while it takes you time, you decided to keep yourself busy jumping to another branch. Get what I'm saying here? Let me put it this way. If you would be dating my sister, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Okay.
And this has nothing to do with her being...
But I would never date your sister.
That has, again, again.
No, but I mean, you're saying things right now, but you're saying things, and you. It's not necessarily an attack, but what I'm saying is that maybe this is what you think, but this is not what I feel, and this is not my.
So
reality.
You consider yourself as a stable person?
A lot more yesterday.
No, that's not the question. You were more than yesterday, yes, but you weren't at all yesterday. So, are you a stable
yesterday
person?
I was really good.
Are you a stable person?
I am right now. Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
This is what I feel.
Okay. As long as that's your answer.
The
that's
only
how
thing,
you feel. No, don't give me no only thing.
No. The only thing is I have to learn about those types of situation. Usually, I'm not the type of guy that I'm going to... Yes, we talked, because I was really emotional for the past months. Everything would come out. And what I learned from the past months is like, now what I'm doing is like, I don't talk about my shit. I just do, and that's it. This is what I'm learning to do. This is what I'm doing.
Look,
right
at the
now.
End, as all of your friends, we're happy for you, buddy. Just make sure, like, you know, that you're comfortable and you're okay with where you are now with it.
Because the thing is, the way I'm feeling right now is that I know you guys saw me for the past months, and you're like, you're sure. And what I'm trying
do you
to
know
tell
why?
Me, obviously, because I was all over the place. I saw myself.
But
for the
do
past
you know
months.
Why we're asking you if you're sure?
Because it was recurrent.
Yeah, because it happened a couple of times.
But
maybe
because we appreciate you. You're actually a fun guy to be with. Like, like to be around with, whatever. So we just want to make sure that you're also doing the... Because you... How can I say it? I understand you exactly. I want to say that. Tu nous as habitué à when one doesn't work, I'm jumping to the other.
Yeah. That's my fault.
And how do you want us to react when you do the same thing, but telling us that now it's okay? That's what we're asking you. Like that, we just gotta.
How could I do that?
We just gotta trust.
Maybe with time.
Maybe, and that's okay. That's what we're asking. Like as long as you're okay, because I don't want to. Like we're coming back to that situation. We say what we had to say. We have to move on, and we're here. Whatever. Well, we're here to a certain extent.
Jesus, we're going to do it for a voicemail.
No, we got you. Yeah, we got you.
Look, you know that anything you need, you call, we're here. That's not a problem. We should make sure that you are okay from your end and you're comfortable to say, I'm good where I'm at. If you're confident about where you're at, then we're happy for you.
I'm comfortable.
There you go.
If I look at my... I don't know.
No, it's okay.
We're not going back too far.
We're not going into... You're okay with your progress?
Yes, I am.
Perfect.
And what I know is that why I'm getting probably emotional like this is that I know from the past months, I know what I was. I saw myself.
We all know where you were.
And at the end, I was like, this is not what I wanted to show people who I am.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's
and
shown.
Unfortunately, exactly,
it's
this there. Is what happened.
It's marked.
So today, I feel the concern. You want to put the truth in my face just to make me realize things, and I'm like, it triggers me because I'm like, yes, you're right.
Yeah, you have a past PTSD about this.
Exactly, but where I'm right now, it is different. And what I'm saying is that there's a lot of things that came because of relationships.
Yeah.
And what I said is like, you know, this time I'm just gonna do me, do myself, keep my shit to me. And see how it goes. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Okay.
If we're talking about my job, if we're talking about social environment, if we're talking about professional environment, everything's doing well. Now I'm working on a relationship, but for sure, I'm working on myself too. I can't not just
it's hand in hand. You have no choice.
Work on the relationship and wish that, example, everything's going to be fine. For sure, if I'm working on myself, it's not going to work.
Yeah, no, sorry.
That's for sure. Because I was fucking all over the place. That's for sure. I was fucking...
So my question is, after all this, And the reason why I brought this up, it has nothing to do with your relationship. You're different with us right now. You've been different with us for the past, what, 3-4 months now, easily? Yeah. That has nothing to do with your relationship.
Maybe a bit, yeah.
Please elaborate.
Yeah, because there was a certain point, whatever happened.
You were chilling with us regularly, talking to us regularly. Now that you're in a relationship, it's because of the relationship that you took your distance.
No, because what happened is that I remember we had a conversation and you told me like you didn't want to hear anything, whatever happened anymore. And
so
like,
that's, no, I said about your relationship.
About my relationship. That's so the that's all why you I could... didn't talk about relationship. Yeah, I was like, it's okay. I understand because at a certain point I was talking so much about it. And now I went back to her and you're like, you know what? Whatever all happened, I don't want to hear everything, whatever. I'm like, I respect that. And I told you.
I said, be happy.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. I don't need to hear about it.
Exactly.
But you are more than just a relationship.
What?
You are more than just your relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So accept your relationship. Accept that. How come we don't see you anymore?
But I had my surgery. That's a fact.
I do remember that part.
Yes. And for the last two podcasts, I was working.
Fuck the podcast. I'm not talking. I'm talking socially. No, outside. I'm not talking about the podcast. You know, here.
In general. Like,
in general.
The only event was the event.
Fuck the event. Where we went for supper. We did a million things. Supper. We talked to each other. We still communicate.
When supper that we
forget
had
about
supper.
It. Even you, when you texted me this last week.
Yeah,
when
I
you
asked news for, from you. Yeah, yeah. Because
we haven't spoken in so long. Before, we used to talk a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my point.
Baby, come back. It's been a long, long time.
So you miss me? What is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's exactly what you're trying to say, but he can't.
Exactly.
I feel like I lost somebody.
Why? No.
But if it's only that,
what do you mean it's only that? It is that. Because the question that comes to mind is, now that you are good and everything, who is the real Francis? Was it the one that we talked about 9 months ago that was chilling in a good mood and everything? Or is it this version now that is calmer, that's filtering everything, avoiding anything that could trigger anything?
No, I think I'm the same Francis. I was just at a point I was completely lost.
Because that was the point of this whole conversation. That's I wasn't talking about your girl. I wasn't talking. When I said you had to work on yourself, is when I said smoking mirrors, because who are you?
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good question.
We're coming back to the point. 35 minutes later, we're back on track, guys. I'm sorry.
Was
I the only one that didn't understand that part?
Yeah. That's why we're trying to let it go. Focus on something else.
That's why when you said you were triggered, I was like, I'm not talking about your girl. I'm not talking about your relationship. I'm talking about you.
But the real Francis, I was the real Francis. I was just all over the place.
Okay.
I didn't feel good.
So if you could go back in time, the last...
We just finished 25 minutes. So go back in time again.
6 months. What would you tell yourself?
Calm the fuck down.
My man. <that's...
laughs> My man.
No, man. Yes, I would have just told you to fucking
relax.
He's not
wrong, though.
Yeah. It's very
Francis-like.
Yeah,
back to the future type of thing.
But and I'll be honest with you, I was drinking way too much. There's so many times
we all
I was
had
drinking.
Something similar.
I was drinking too much. And certain times I was using alcohol to try to
cope with your emotions. Yeah,
yeah. You were using alcohol. You were using sex. You were using people's attention. You were
all the night vibe verse of.
Yeah, that's it.
Minus coke.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, the vape was...
I don't vape.
There you go.
Wow, you're a changed man. I should actually thank her then. You're a better, healthier version.
No, she helps for a couple of things.
She doesn't vape?
No.
Ah, okay. See? Oh, my.
Yeah, good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I wasn't present a lot these past months or whatever.
He was lost. Stop there. He was lost. And he tried to...
Find himself
and
just say that.
I was lost.
You know, sometimes it's hard to say that I'm lost because you can't admit that you were lost.
No, but I was lost. No,
yeah, but
was lost.
No, we saw you being lost, but doesn't mean that you.
Honey, that's not true. It's only you that can feel that. He can see it.
Oh,
you,
me, the
yeah, you
lost.
Can't. You could be lost and say, no, don't worry.
Everything okay.
I know where I'm going.
El Capitan. No, that's true. I'm not an emotional person.
Hang is so hard headed. It's particular. I think
hard headed. Yeah, but I'm just not an emotional person to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
That I I get easily emotional, but it doesn't.
You guys are the yin and yang. Yeah, but it doesn't. Good, that's on the couch.
But it doesn't. Yeah, it's good, but it doesn't mean that I'm not mad at anybody.
Fusion. Just, but why the fuck would you be mad at us?
No, yeah, because I could look like really like mad or whatever because I'm emotional and
yeah, you were triggered.
Yeah, it was
you
triggered.
Said you're angering me. I thought you're like the Hulk. You were gonna turn green.
No, no. But at the end, I was like, I thought.
Yo, you should calm down your emotion. You might lose a couple of hair if you don't.
I'm having white hair now. Fucking Jesus Christ! I have more white hair than I used to. But at the beginning, the only thing I was talking about was like it's been so much. I didn't see you for like a long time. So what the fuck is going on with you? Because last time you were shit. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
No, I repeated what people said on the pod. Because your energy was off. Keep in mind, you got people, and this is people from outside. They used to have
a certain
level of energy. And I'm not even talking about the stories or like the drama. Yes, that was all fun and games, but you brought a certain type of energy. This, you know how you said hello at the beginning? That little happy
hello.
Yeah, that was it. You.
That was you.
You. Yeah.
But then, I'm still like that.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're checking the other podcast.
You were on my case, and I was like trying
Watch the last three pod. Again, that's the beauty about podcasts. They're there.
No, but the podcast we had with Lori, I wasn't that bad.
That bad.
But the other words. No, but I don't know. But
the first one, he was yawning because he was on medication. He came back from the operation. And the second time
was with Lori.
You did three.
Yeah, it was with Lori.
With Steve.
We were fucking joking
and
all
you
the
did
time.
Steve. And Steve, too.
But Steve, I don't know him, and he was all over
Nobody knew him except him.
Yeah, I know, but he was talking about a lot of shit, and I couldn't follow him.
That's the point.
That's the truth.
No, usually you can follow, actually.
That's the thing. Usually, that's actually well said. Usually, you can follow. And you were just seated like that, and you're like this.
No, no, like this, like this, like this. No, no,
maybe,
no, like this.
It's maybe just like one pod, okay. Maybe
that's
just
two.
One.
Lori, you weren't that bad.
No, but no, he got lucky because Honey was there.
Yeah, that is fucking true.
I got your back on me.
Because you guys were seated together with one mic. So it was camouflage because this idiot kept on saying stupid things.
And
it worked.
And you have to protect him.
And you couldn't fall asleep because you were like.
But why am I falling asleep like that? I don't know.
You're asking us?
I don't know. I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning now.
Okay, no, please don't start. You're not the only one. Like,
you wake up at 5?
I wake up at 5:30.
I wake up.
I was a mixture of woke and wake up at 5:30 every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
With the banana and a black coffee again?
No bananas.
You still train? Fasting. No, I'm joking.
I haven't trained in 3-4 months.
Okay,
but
that's
I promised
the reason
myself,
why I need to come back on the podcast.
Nah, after Aruba, I promised myself that I would, because I'm starting my son training.
Okay,
so I don't have a choice.
Just by the way, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay, you guys
which version of Francis are we going to get today? That was
we have
more
the
my right,
we have the actually the old version.
I had to bring it out a bit, but yeah.
We had to.
No, he was already happy. Mind you, he's going on vacation tomorrow, so he's always in there. Already in
there. So the next time we see him,
we don't know.
He's a Kinder surprise.
But,
literally, yes.
Yeah, but it's true. I'm going to Colombia tomorrow.
Lucky you. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But so you'll have to buy shades because there's a lot of prostitutes, a lot of ass, a lot of titties.
She's not even worried about that.
I'm not worried about her.
No, we're not
worried
about
you.
Her.
No, I'm not. I don't care.
No kidding.
There's a couple of ones for sure is going to pass. My eye is going to look, but I'm not going to go crazy about it.
No, but I'm trying to make you avoid trauma. Just wear
sunglasses. He's giving you a few warnings about, you know.
Or you just can let her know that if a girl passes, you're going to look and it's not an end.
Can you talk about other women and other men with your girl?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
What do you mean by that?
But the only
I
thing,
love
you. There's one thing. Go ahead.
No, but if a hot girl passes by.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like and the if other a, night, there's a hot man that passes by.
I'm not going to see him.
Not him, but she says, she's like, oh, that's a good looking guy.
I'd be like, oh, good for her. Like, I won't be mad at that.
Okay. But you're not able to say if a man is good looking or not?
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Of course I can.
No, yeah, I can. But
I'm like, damn, he looks good.
But the thing is, I'm not going to see him unless she says something. I'd be like, oh, I'm on.
You don't notice other men?
I look at asses of girls or whatever, so I don't pay attention to men.
Yeah, I'll tell you. For my part, I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes like,
I look at everybody that could be a
potential.
No, not potential.
Meat.
Could be a rival.
A rival.
No, because I was at a comedy club last weekend. And
shit, such a romantic guy. Man, I'm
last
impressed.
Saturday, huh?
Seriously?
No, the thing is, wait.
What was her idea?
Of course. Not because.
What did you do for her Valentine's Day?
I bought her flowers.
Ah, shit. You don't look like a guy that buys flowers.
You know what? I didn't buy it, but.
What the fuck? You stole them
from a garden? You went to the garden?
No, I just ordered them.
Oh, you're
that's
online.
Buying. That's buying.
Yeah, okay. But you paid, right?
2024, it's buying.
Okay, good. Because for me, it's just like. It's what did you still do for
Valentine's Day, Sin? Instead of taking honestly? Just a picture? You took a picture, huh? To say that. I don't know. You took a picture of being single or whatever. Or
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, yeah. Or you? Were, but no, I was alone. Very alone. I've been very alone lately. Very, very alone. It's fun.
But so again.
Bad. But summer's coming. I know me. I'm a seasonal guy.
Habibi, we know you.
Hey, spring is coming for everybody.
No, not for you.
No, not for me.
Not for him, and not for him.
But we know that I'm looking.
But we know the garage is coming soon.
No, the garage has been closed.
No, after winter.
Garage.
It's that joke a long time ago when I decided to. But no. I've been very quiet, spending a lot of time watching documentaries.
True.
That's what I've been doing.
Are you competing with Sahar right now?
No, not at all.
But again, coming back to what you asked, at the comedy show, there was a girl. I think she was Asian, whatever. She stand up and she had her ass straight in front of my face. I'm like, this is fake. And I'm like, yo, do you? Oh, I'm like, does the
that's
girl?
That's how you call your girl, yo.
I'm like, hey, what's? I don't remember what I said.
You don't remember her name? Hey, you.
I'll be honest with you. I found her a new nickname.
Who?
My girl.
Ah.
I called her Biggie Boy.
Okay, before you laugh, I need to know why.
Yeah,
I need to know. Biggie Boy?
Because every time she's always talking to me, she's like, bro. I'm like, first of all, this shit has to stop. Oh, so we
she bros you?
Whoa, yeah, whoa, so whoa, we stopped. Whoa, 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 I told whoa, her, whoa. I told her to stop that, and she did.
No.
But whoa, she stopped. Whoa,
this is going to be clipped, by the way. So I need it very clearly.
But she stopped.
Your girl.
Yeah, she bros
bros you.
Okay, but she stopped when I started to call her Biggie Boy.
Biggie Boy was a mixture Biggie of boy. Biggie.
Biggie Boy, just to tell that she's Biggie Boy. Like,
what the fuck does that mean?
And it's so fucking funny.
It is funny. Call your girlfriend Biggie Boy just
Biggie
just
Boy
to
doesn't
reaction.
Make any sense. For me, I can stop. You just.
Yeah, it sounds too much like Lady Boy for me. So that okay, like, keeps me
let's
confused.
Not clip it, please. Cut. No, from this part, we're not going to clip
no, but
this.
Biggie Boy, Lady Boy. You see, like, okay. Again.
No, wait. Stop.
So you call her Biggie Boy.
Yeah.
And that makes things better.
And she stopped calling me bro.
Look at her. So if it works out for him, good for him.
Does your girl bro you?
I think by accident once, because she calls her brother bro. So she was talking to me, she called me
but
bro.
But her brother is her bro.
But that's sometimes it. I say bro to her too. Something would happen, like kind of surprised. Like I would be surprised. I'm like, bro.
Okay, so what's your cute nickname that you have for her?
Cute nickname?
Yeah.
Baby.
Chaton? No, because he likes cat.
Oh, no.
Minou?
But I like to say amore or like mon amour or like
mon amour.
Amore.
His French.
Like, amore. Amore. Oh, excuse me.
He's and I would I like to say baby or like
baby. And her for her, you, her cute
baby babe
boy
babe
bro.
You
B.
B?
B.
Genre, t'achètes juste une consonne, toi. I cannot afford more letters.
Bro,
B.
You're talking about handy.
Bro, short
were
and
you
sweet.
You expecting something else?
It's oh, short. Shit, I don't know there. If it's sweet.
It's sweet.
It's short and sour right
I
about
can call her cinnamon roll.
And how does she call you?
Beauty.
Habub.
Hanush.
Okay, no, that's not true.
Habub call when she's mad, say Han. Like, I know I'm in trouble right there.
No, but I'm talking about the positive ones.
Can we hear it? Can we hear it from yourself?
Habibi calls me sometimes.
Yeah, why don't you say that shit? Mon cœur.
C'est trop doux pour moi.
He's gonna burn before saying shit like that.
Never! How about you?
Just her, the first, I don't.
Her no. First letter?
Yeah. No. The first syllable.
Oh, yeah.
H? No, I'm joking. No, okay.
Wrong girl. And her
5'11", it's not true. There's no girl.
I think baby or babe or something.
Is the love you came out yet?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to know.
You were
because just because it's you,
on,
I don't care
you,
about them.
On, you were her first.
That's what I was saying. Wait.
Her.
I could officially her. Tell you.
And you said me too, or you waited how long after?
I said, were you quiet? And you
I need out? To know. Because Guy is fascinating. This is like the Discovery Channel for me.
Well, I didn't say right away.
Yeah, it was our positive. Oh,
I think she held it too for, like, you know, I knew she loved me. She didn't want to say a problem.
But did you?
That's it.
I started to appreciate it a little bit more.
I love you.
You were in denial.
Yeah, me too.
No, it started with I really appreciate you. And it was like, I appreciate you a lot. And
then he's like, did you get a raise? I really like you.
I went to that phase. I really like you. Like, really, really like you.
I didn't say like. I'm like, I appreciate you. I appreciate the gesture. I appreciate what you did.
I appreciate the food that you make me.
It's all right.
We had a conversation about that the other day because she understands the situation about the food. But she, the other day, she's like, but if I'm sick, I'm like, I'm going to order. She's like...
I got you.
Yo, yeah, I got to appreciate his honesty and directness.
She's like, you too rigid. I don't understand. That's it. She's like, okay. And she started to make me a list. Like, what's cooking for you? What is, like is it
doing? What is it? She wants you to do soup?
No, but meaning of like...
You know those 49 cents boiling water? That shit is good, though.
That thing is the best ramen noodles.
No, I can cook, actually. That's not even...
you can cook.
Of course I can cook.
How would you know?
Because he said it. I believe him when he says it.
Yeah, but his definition is okay, in you question here.
No. I lived a long couple of weeks. I can cook.
Okay, you do crap.
You gain crazy weight. So I'm guessing somewhere along the way, it's or bad cooking or you're ordering.
Who gained crazy weight?
I wasn't ordering. For me, it was just like either I'm going to make
sure. He did way back when. No.
Oh, yeah. You were heavier?
232.
Oh, you were like Sin.
Oh. Why? He gotta come back for everything that you
said. I couldn't hear him at 5'4". I can't really hear.
No, because it was either... I was always cooking, whatever. I didn't like to order.
I was like, poor daughter. I'm like, shit. How did you do it? No, you cook for your daughter. You said it.
Yeah, for my daughter, yeah.
But you wouldn't cook for her if she's sick?
No.
Huh? Do you cook when she's sick? No, you cook, period?
I cook, but I order food.
You never cook. You get two women at home. You never cook.
I take advantage of two women at home, but they defeat me.
Exactly. So don't say you cook.
I could cook. I just don't cook. Don't cook myself.
But you said I cook.
I said I cook, but I order food instead.
Okay, so there's two ones that don't cook.
When do you cook?
There's two that doesn't cook.
That's my fucking point. You do not cook because when you get back home.
Do you know how to cook?
Yes.
Why is the two guys that don't cook getting into
Do you know
argument?
If he cooks? Okay.
Thank you. We have the answer. Yeah, come on. Sin.
So the answer is wrong.
I could cook. Sin, I just don't cook.
Why both the guys that don't cook they're getting into an argument?
I don't get an argument.
No. I just want to prove that he's lying or he doesn't.
I'm lying. Because
he's sinking with it.
No,
you
I don't
cook.
Care. Yeah, I sure. I actually
cook.
Had a conversation. Like for me, it was just like I don't understand why
you
that
ate my food.
I don't understand why that thing is so rigid. Like she was actually worrying about, like, why are you so rigid about not cooking? I'm like, because I want to make sure that you understand that I'm not going to cook.
Oh,
but she's
God.
Like, yeah, but...
Why, you're afraid that if you cook for her, then she's going to get used to it?
Yeah, no. I went straight to her heart.
And I'm like, and then I told her, like, yeah, because if I do once, you might be like, yeah, maybe, because I've seen that movie before. So it's no. And if ever...
Who fucking hurt you, bro?
I got my girl with cooking.
If ever that happened, it was by the biggest luck mistake ever. Don't ask it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you like that on cleaning too?
No, I clean. That is just cooking.
Do you dishes?
I do dishes every single night that she cooks.
It's a win-win.
No. Again, it's a formula for success, but I'm saying to be that rigid.
Would you be able to be with a woman that can cook?
I wouldn't mind. I cook.
No, me neither. I cook.
Yeah, exactly. I would find that weird to be extremely... I would love to cook with somebody. But the fact that she can't cook at her age, regardless
well,
how
but
young
she's 24,
she is... doesn't matter.
Like, how young do you want to go there?
Buddy? Doesn't matter. I knew you were going there. But it's okay.
I'm your friend. I have to.
He held it in.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't be funny.
It's okay. Haters are gonna hate.
You know, my girl, I think she does on purpose. She's like, I'm not really a good cook. And she cooks. Like, no, it's good, but I prefer when you cook. I'm like, okay, I can understand. So she likes when I cook.
She makes you work.
Yeah, but she likes it.
What's her specialty when it comes to cooking?
She's good Asian stuff.
Kinda. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's good, for real.
But one thing, let me come back to the bro situation earlier. You ask her,
You asked her
not to call you bro, and she didn't stop.
No. Wait a minute. We had phases, but since we're a couple, she doesn't call me bro.
Did she call you bro while you're having sex?
No.
Bro, no, put usually, a little bit more waist to it.
But she calls her friends, bro. She's always like that. But sometimes when it comes out, it's like a bro, just bro, whatever. But
I'm a psychopath. Because he wouldn't, I'll be like, what, excuse you?
No, but no, I'm not like that. But what I told is that
hey, I'm a psychopath.
Well, people know. Women know.
You're a psychopath.
yeah, that too. But that bro thing, I'm like, excuse you?
Shut up.
Exactly. I told you, can we keep it like we're like,
but we're the thing is, okay, that's what.
It's
okay.
A bad habit.
Why the bro go there? Why?
Like, fuck it, you're my friend. There's no such a thing as when you say excuse you, does it come back again? Does it happen? When I say excuse you.
I didn't feel that insulted. I wanted to keep it romantic.
No, but he talks like that too. Yeah, you use the word bro.
I talk a bit like that.
No, with your guys.
I say bro to you.
No, but that's it. Because it's in their vocabulary. That's another thing.
Yeah, but I don't say bro to
people. Because even my daughter
plays
with me that way. She's like, bro. I'm like, I'm not your bro. So now she says it in Arabic. Ho. And I look at her.
I would
I'm
say
like,
ho.
If you want to take this to the street.
I would say ho. It would be, yeah, exactly.
Something
for the street.
Not a ho. No, ho.
Ho, yeah.
I thought a ho.
Yeah, yeah.
If she calls you a ho, what would you do?
My daughter calls me a ho.
No, you said if she calls you a ho.
Who calls me a ho?
Him.
Him. What's up, ho?
No, I don't care about him.
He doesn't care.
So your daughter calls you a ho?
Yeah, I can call him.
Yeah, I think that would be the first time I hit my daughter.
And here comes Bill.
No.
But like you said, I talk like that. I don't say bro to people that I don't know.
But I think that's a gym language, by the way. The gym language
is bro.
No, it's like saying yo, too. I hate when somebody, yo, I'm not, no. No.
But sometimes when I answer to the phone.
My dick was in your mouth a couple seconds ago.
Okay,
there's no yo possible here.
No.
Excuse
but
me, sir.
But if you call me, I have a yo, just to, I would say
that's what he does all the time.
Yeah, but your friend, your guy friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Even friend girls, I don't have a lot, but I could say yo because they're fucking, they're
yeah,
they're
yeah,
bro.
Okay, like, I guess.
They're
I guess.
I'm talking about the female.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about female.
Like acquaintance.
But she doesn't call me bro anymore. Because yeah, I wanted to keep it a bit, I wanted to keep it like kind of fucking romantic. Like, you're my girl. I don't want to call you bro.
He goes, amore, and she goes, what's up, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Because
for me, that's a shit theft.
Huh? Bro, you want to have sex?
Bro, let's do it.
She already said that once.
Oh, yeah, she did.
But I think sometimes, just to trigger me, she's going to say, bro.
Did it triggered me.
I'm triggered.
But it's the reason why I call her Biggie Boy after.
You gotta find better words, man.
Yeah.
Yo, like seriously, we'll brainstorm like, later on.
Biggie, I think big. See, hey, big.
Oh, that's you a understand? Quebecer thing. Wait.
He's French Canadian.
Yeah,
his last name
big.
Is just decoration.
I'm not. That, no, that's not.
You
true.
See, if a girl would
no,
tell
I'm
me,
not
"Hey,
French,
big,"
French Canadian.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Would, bring a real French Canadian here. You're gonna see. I'm not a French Canadian.
No, but you have certain words.
That for sure.
Yeah, especially when you speak French.
We speak half and half. So
she speaks English.
She's amazing in English. She went
I
to
don't
an
know
English
the person.
No, we don't know her.
She went to an English. She went to English school all her life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. High school, elementary school, university. She went to.
How
English.
The hell did she do that?
Bro. Her dad went to English school. I think.
He's an idiot. He's like, bro.
Her dad went to. And we spoke about it. Eventually, we have kids. We're not there yet, for sure. But if we would have kids,
how old is she anyway?
She's 31.
You're
going to be talking about it.
Don't do a honey of you.
Wait. It took two hours, 20 minutes.
mine's 30.
I bit my tongue. You better bite yours.
Why?
When are the kids? No, I'm joking. No, I'm not going there.
You knew it would have come out
yes,
eventually.
I'm impressed it took an hour and 16
minutes. But whatever. If we would have kids, they would go to an English school. And I'm absolutely in favor for that.
That's
my dad... He needed one more year, I think, of high school or whatever, to me to have the opportunity of going to an English school. It was little thing.
It's the parents, right? The parents that do.
Yeah, exactly. And my dad and my mom were they fought for me to go into an English school, and it didn't work. I think would have been.
But that's why my daughter only watched TV in English. I mean, that's the only thing that. Where she lives right now, she's stuck.
If it wasn't for school,
English?
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for school, everything was English at my place.
I hated French. But you at home, you speak Arabic, French.
English as well.
Oh, yeah.
With who?
Rani, Danny, Lynn. English.
Okay.
Mom, Arabic. Something French, so with her.
Yeah.
I juggle around French, Arabic.
You mom. At home?
English. What? Well,
with your brothers, it's in French, no?
French.
Yeah, it's true. Your daughter
Yeah, but they're from
English,
a French country.
But it's true. He speaks to his daughter in English. I was actually surprised when you
Because I'm forcing myself to just... because I'm fighting against her school pretty much because they're really like up north. So I'm like, eh.
What do you mean up north? Ah, Mirabel.
Well, true, if you bring a child
up there.
But you want her to know English, obviously.
Of course.
And you speak French or English with 5'11"?
French.
Franglais. But she speaks English.
Yeah, she does.
But it's more common speaking French.
French. Because her parents.
I guess the podcast and the fact that I'm with a girl that speaks English got my English got better.
Yeah, because you
can. You're welcome.
I'm talking more.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love how Guy takes credit for everything.
Credit for everything.
Good job, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to. I hate that word.
That's why I realized.
Group chat sometimes is going this
guy.
Now.
Sometimes this guy he answers me. Merci l'ami. L'apostrophe ami. I mean, what the fuck is this? I mean, I'm more than l'ami. What the fuck is this? I'm not saying anything. No, but like, more. No, I don't like that one.
Okay, what l'ami? Would you prefer?
Friends.
Mon amour. No, it's gays. No, my.
Je t'appelle bro or small biggie.
Small biggie. You can call me whatever you want. Mais l'ami, for me, I feel like I would say l'ami to a guy that I saw once.
Like guys say l'ami, girls say ma chère. I text always like that. Proper French.
So instead of going bro and ho, say l'ami ma chère.
Do you call him l'ami?
Verbally or by text?
Text.
Never.
I don't know.
Never wrote me like.
Okay,
me.
So you were pissed at me for the past months. I wasn't your friend anymore. That's what I realized.
It got junker.
He came to me at the beginning of the podcast.
I'm
gonna fucking get you, but after I'm gonna be cool.
When he shared the video to friends.
No, la mi, c'est la
française.
Wait.
I'm not even a close friend anymore.
La mi, c'est la version française de buddy. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But it's buddy in English. And I text buddy often. I text you buddy.
Yeah.
Why that's you call? It. Okay. Why am not? Why am I?
Because I spoke to you in French.
I don't care.
What do you mean?
You can call me buddy. L'ami. L'ami. Like it's so impersonal. Like you don't like me anymore.
And what's buddy wrong? And buddy is personal.
Yes.
I prefer way more buddy.
Okay, so hey, you'll be upgraded to buddy.
Thank you.
Approved anything by else?
No, you know, I don't even need to thank you. You should call me buddy. What the fuck is this?
Francis is back.
Exactly what
it took us about an hour, 20 minutes.
But we got him.
We got him back.
At least 2 months.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see at his return. We'll see at his return. No, but have yourself an amazing trip.
Thank you.
Start with that.
Let us know the other the good places.
Yeah.
And we're any going? Pretty girl that looks at you, she wants money. Just putting it
call
out
her,
there.
Call her bro.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I'm just saying. I'm just, if ever you want to, you know.
But the next step will be to get into myself, into situation, and being over that.
Then.
We could say that I'm
then,
real.
Then I will feel comfortable.
To save my love.
And proud
to
that you have
sister.
Reached that level where you can be surrounded by pussycats.
Yeah. And still, date your sister.
The what now? She's
in and out.
But
married.
I wouldn't even
know.
Hey, never. No, look.
Your sister first.
Oof. Go if you want.
No,
but now
she's married too and pregnant. No.
Yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be.
We
gonna
do
be
pay
uncle,
attention
right?
when you talk.
Yeah, yeah when you talk, know. You don't talk much lately. But when you do, we listen.
Yeah, I'm gonna be an uncle,
bro.
She's gonna be. Bro. she's supposed to give birth in May, I think.
No, that's May is an amazing month.
Maybe boy, girl.
You're born in May, no?
Yes, sir.
Exactly what I did.
Why do you think he said that?
Why the hell did he say
I got
say
eyes
that?
From there. She's like, yeah.
Here comes the
we don't need another one like you. Thank you again.
This was fun.
We'll see each other next week, yes. And à suivre. And on that note.